This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Michael Crowell. Should Larry Langford go free? The former Birmingham mayor remains in jail, serving a 15-year sentence. And Governor Bentley proposes a possible solution to reopen 31 rural driver's license offices. Here to discuss all this is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
So a federal jury found Larry Langford, then Birmingham mayor, guilty of corruption charges all related to his involvement in municipal financing deals when he was president of the Jefferson County Commission. And that was, 5 years ago?
About 5 years ago.
Yeah. So where do things stand today?
Well, he's still in prison. What has become a problem, I think, is that no one else really went to prison for any of this stuff. And it is far from my nature to argue on Larry Langford's behalf. And I think he's where he deserves to be, and he probably deserves the time that he got for the crimes that he committed. But what's kooky here is that not many others got any time. I mean, we saw one investment banker and a colleague get about 4 years each for basically being the bag men in these transactions. But what is harder to stomach is that nobody on the other side, the Wall Street banks that were paying out money to Jefferson County officials to get this business and saying so on their own recorded phone conversations, ever saw any time. There are two bankers in particular. Their names are Charles LaCroix and Douglas McFadden. They worked for J.P. Morgan. You know, they're on tape saying things like, who are we going to give the free money to this time? This past week, it was announced that the SEC has reached a settlement agreement with them. It still has to be approved by the Securities and Exchange Commission. But it looks like this is going to be the end of it. And no one other than Larry Langford is going to really be held accountable for what happened here in Jefferson County.
And if I read your column correctly, your theory is that the optics of indicting J.P. Morgan at that time wouldn't have been so great as the country was coming out of the financial crisis.
It wouldn't just be the optics. I mean, we're not talking about what it looks like. We're talking about what would have happened if a bank. And I do believe this was more institutional rather than individual criminality. If a bank is indicted, then what happens is they lose their securities licenses in most states in the country. If you do that to a bank like J.P. Morgan, you would threaten their likelihood to survive. If that had happened in 2009 when all this was going down, it's scary to think, but you can sort of see this chain reaction happening that turns the global financial crisis into something even much worse.
You mentioned the bankers. Who on the county commission got off easy?
Well, we saw Mary Buckaloo plead out to a charge of obstruction. She admitted that she took bribes or understood things that she received to be bribes, including, you know, designer handbags and shoes and a day at the spa. There were others who were investigated but never indicted. Now, there are other commissioners who did go to jail on corruption charges, but those were largely related to sewer corruption and petty graft with contractors, not money that they received from these Wall Street bankers.
In other news, AL.com reported that Governor Bentley is seeking legislative support for a plan that would reopen 31 rural driver's license offices. This would be a bridge loan from the governor's emergency fund to pay for staffing closed license offices. And in return, Bentley wants rural and black lawmakers to support permanent funding when the legislature convenes next year. Where does this stand right now?
I think they all support permanent funding right now. The strings attached in this is not just permanent funding, but new revenue streams to support that. What he is saying is, I can reopen these offices for you if I can, you know, get your word right now that you're going to support tax increases come February. What lawmakers are saying is this is extortion. They're feeling shook down. Dario Melton, a representative from Selma, says that they are putting this burden on the poorest because they couldn't get the richest to pay.
Government by bridge loan seems even farther from the fundamental budget reform that Governor Bentley even wanted.
Well, Governor Bentley said he wanted it, and we never really saw anything materialize.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.3 WBHM Birmingham, or 91.5 WSGN Gadsden, or 104.7 FM in Fort Payne. Online at WBHM.org.